76 year in Yavam would continue. Chav Gimel Adarav, Heitav Shinam Yavav, February 24th, 1976, on Tuesday. Continue.
Stop a lambis. So, the Asamu say like that. That according to the first Lashon in Teisves, so the love of Lysis Kigedidu applies even when it's not on a lambis. But that's not Mistabat. I mean, I suppose that the first Lashon in Teisves, the first Lashon in Teisves also agrees that if somebody, let's say, will be saved as psoret because of Svinosi Shetolov Yam, because he had lost in business, he will not be able to love. He will not be able to love. But the first Lashon in Teisves says there are Svitos Rachmone, because through his Kavone, the Kavone of Rabbi Akiva was the minution in Torah. But what was the basis for this star? The fact that Rabbi Lezer died, Rabbi Lezer Ben Hurken has died. So Mimele, it's still considered Seved Ames. It's not, the Kavone is not important, as long as he is Seved Esatzmei. He Seved Esatzmei. Because of a mise of a certain person, even though it's not the mise per se that makes him do it, it's a certain other misfortune that emanates from the mise. But the fact is that he did it. He was chayil ba'atzmei because of the mess, even though it was not for that in itself that he did it, but he still was seirei. Esatzmei, you still was chayvel esatzmei alames. So the only reason as to why it was muter is because there are svitos rachmone, and Rabbi Akiva didn't do it derech, he did it derech hakoy baalme, not derech svite. But in Achaname, even the first Lashon Teisves would be made there. If somebody will be saved esatzmei because he had lost in business, because there was a decline in the stock market, then he will not be able that long. But here, he still did it because of the mess. But not because of the mess per se, but because of a certain misfortune that emanates from the mise of Rabbi Akiva. So the first Lashon Teisves holds, it's still considered Chevel Ba'atzmei Alames. So it should come within the lab. But why doesn't it come within the lab? Because it wasn't there sleeping. It was there Hakoy. Iname. And the second Lashon Teisves holds that even though he did it alames, after all he did, that was the cause of his chvole be'atzmei. But it wasn't for the mise per se, it was because of the diminution of Torah that emanated from the mise of Rebbe Lezer. So Mimele doesn't come within this. Now, but we have to say that even the first Lashon in Teisves agrees that as far as the Metzias is concerned, and as far as the psychology of Rabbi Akiva was concerned, the mental attitude of Rabbi Akiva was concerned, that Rabbi Akiva was chino batzmei because of the diminution in Torah. After all, he did say, Habe Mois Yeshu. So in other words, so we see that the main reason as to why he was chayvul ba'atzmei is because of the loss of Torah. But the first Lashon holds, since the mise of Rabbi Lezer was the cause of it, so mainly it's considered as doing it al meise. And the Torah answered it. But the reason as to why it did not come within that love is because there are svitos rachmone, and there it was not there a svit, it was just chavole baalme, not there a svit. Now, another question that arises. Alright, so as far as Lysis Geididu is concerned, so the love of Lysis Geididu applies only to there a svit, not chavole baalme. But there is aloche osolodum arvil baatzme. So mimele, he should be also on that score. Whether it's on Mese or on anything else, or some other marvel batsman. It's an Isa to be chayvul batsman. So how was Rabbi Akiva allowed to be chivul ba'atzmi, actually, tell me, she says, Lord. So we have to say that insofar as the Yisach HaBolei is concerned, of us a lot of achlo ba'atzmi, so even the first teretz and teisves would agree with the second, with the oneness of the second. The only difference between the first Loshin in Teisves, second Loshin in Teisves is that whereas the first Loshin in Teisves assumes that as far as the love of this is given to is concerned, so in as much as the Mise is the cause of his act, even though he doesn't do it for the Mise per se, but because of a certain misfortune, a certain tragedy that emanates from the Mise, so it still comes within the love. So that's why Teisves had to say, because he did not come within the love, because there are Schitos Rachmone. But the fact is, the first Loshon will also agree that Rav Akiva did it not because of the tragedy of the Mise per se, but because of the diminution in Torah. So Memele, in so far as the Yisr of Asol Odom Larbil Be'atzme is concerned, so then there is no Yisr, inasmuch as he did it because Harbi Mois Yeshli Vein Shulchan El Eratz Yisrael. In other words, what does it mean? So what is it? Rav Akiva was not an exhibitionist. It's just so he wanted to show, to demonstrate that only Ein Shulchani Lirate. So what will he accomplish? The Shulchani will not be created by being Chayvel himself. But he wanted to set an example for Kovod HaTorah. In other words, that other Talmidim should know how to give Kovod HaTorah for the surviving Tanoim. Because true. How in Moyes Yesh living Shulchan El Eratz Yisrael? But even when Rabbi Lezer passed away, there still remained great giants who had to be respected. So Rabbi Akiva did it in order to show an example of Kovod HaTorah for others, so that other Jews will know how to give Kovod to Gdeli Yisrael. So Mimele did not involve an Iser of us a lot of marvel batsmen. Because, you see, the Yisr of Osel Odom Larvel Be'atzmei is only Shayach when it's done without a purpose. But if this person, let's say, is Chivul Be'atzmei for a purpose, in order, let's say, so suppose someone undergoes an operation, even if it's not the Koach Nefesh, but he undergoes an operation in order to avoid pain. Many times a person is advised by doctors to go to undergo an ulcer operation. He's not going, Chas v'Shalom, to die if he's not going through that operation, but he'll have a lot of pain. So Mimele, he's allowed. But how about the Yisr of Asol Odom Larvel Be'atzmei? The answer is, if it is for a Tzeirech, so if it's worth a Tzeirech, so then there is no Yisr of Asol Odom Larvel Be'atzmei. There is no Yisr of Asol Odom Larvel Be'atzmei. But so Mimele, it doesn't matter whether the Tzeirach is for himself or the Tzeirach is for Klal Yisrael. In other words, so here Rav Akiva felt that there was a Tzeirach to show an example of Kovod HaTorah, so that other Jews will know how to give Kovod HaTorah. So Mimele, so it was Litzeirach, so it didn't involve an Yisr of Chivul Be'atzmei. But then, that is only Shayach Ligabi Yisr of Chivul Be'atzmei. So for Yitzirach, one is allowed to be Chivul Be'atzmei. But as far as the Yisr of Rishis Gedidu, that's like all the other Yisurim. So only Bikwach Nefesh can be Deichet, but no other Tzirach, no other emergency, so can be Deichet, the Yisr of Rishis Gedidu. So as far as, so the first Loshon in Teisves also agrees that the as far as the mental attitude of Rabbi Akiva is concerned, of course Rabbi Akiva did it only because of the Torah, of the laws of Torah, and in order to show an example of Kovod HaTorah, to impress upon the people how much Kovod they have to give to the Gdei Latir. So that was the reason as to why it didn't involve an Yisr of Asol Odom Larvel Be'atzmei. But then it should have involved the Yisr of Lissis Gaidedo. And it's not shayach to say that one is allowed to be iver and allowed the raise because of Kovod HaTorah. It's not Pikuach Nefesh. So Teisves says, in the first Loshon, that is selfless is gated to apply only the Asrit, and here it was Chavol Ebalmi. Then, the second Teretz, he says, that even as far as Lissis Gedidu is concerned, so since he did it not for the Misa per se, but because of the dilution of Torah that emanated from the Misa of Rabbi Zman Hukenes, so mainly he didn't involve the Isaiah of Lissis Gedidu. Alright, now that's what Rish Lakish says. That lo yosu bishamei kedivreihem. Now the question is this: what does it mean, lo yosu bishamei kedivreihem? Lo yosu bishamei kedivreihem. According to Mandoma, that lo yosu bishamei kedivreihem. That lo yosu bishamei kedivreihem. So, and most Rishenim appear to pasken that also be shamay kedivrei, also be shamay kedivrei. In other words, like Rabbi Yechon. But the Lachemishne says that the Rambam shita is that he paskens also be shamay, lo yosu be shamay kedivrei, lo yosu be shamay kedivrei. And with that, I think I mentioned that he answers the kashe against the Rambam, because the Rambam seems to pasken like Abaye, not like Rove. So why? After all, the klal is that whenever there is a machlekes between Abaye and Rove, so the halacha is like Rove, except in Yalkigam. This is not one of the Yalkigam. So the Kesef Mishnah in one teretz says, in a few words, but this is a very good teretz, he says, the only reason as to why Rove was muchech to reject Abaye's teretz, ki amrino lisis gedidu kinshli botidimim birachas, halol amirin kidim bishamay, halol amirin kidim bisilel, Avol shtei bati dinim b'shtei ayores leslam bo, that means, but shtei bati dinim separate business, independent business, in the same city. So it's also, so it comes with Lissis Gedidu, because Irove was felt that it's not so, that he had to reject Abayis Vore because of Bishamay Bisil. So Bishamay Bisil. So Abay himself felt that that Bishamay Bisilel is like Shtei Bati Dinim Bishtei Ayores. But Rove was sure that Bishamay Bisilel, in view of the fact that they were Talmidim of Bishamay in every city, and Talmidim of Bisilel in every city, so it's like Shtei Bati Dinim Birachts. So Mimele, and still, it's also Kedivreyer. It's also Kedivreyer. So he had to reject Abayis for it. Mashenkin according to Mandoma as Loyosu, then there is no kasha, he didn't even have to reject. And the Rambam, so this is what Lachemishneki says in one time. The Rambam apparently paskens like Rav, because it's a machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, so he'll say Rav b'Yisure. I mean, even though right here we can't apply that law, because Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish is also involved in machlekes. But the Rambam paskens like Rav, that lo yosu bishamay kedivreihem. So if lo yosu, so there is no kasha from bishamay and bisilel. So mele, even if we assume that bishamay and bisilel are considered like shnei bati dinim birachas, so it's still all right. So in lachaname. So because of that, it's lo yosu. It's lo yosu because of that, and without recourse to that, so it's lo yosu. So mele. So according to Mandoma lo yosu, then Rove can also agree with Abaye. Rove was muchach to be chilik and Abaye only according to Mandoma the Tosu. But according to Mandoma lo yosu, then Rove can agree with Abaye. Anyway, so the Lachemishne says that the Rambam shiti is that lo yosu, the Rambam paskens lo yosu, but most Rishenim pasken also bishamay kedivrei. Now the question is this: according to the Mandoma, that lo yosu bishamay kedivreihem. Why lo yosu? After all, I mean, if Bishamay held that Tzoras Abbas is muteres, is yam, it's a mitzvah to be miyam. So why lo yosu? Why shouldn't they act out their own view? So there are two loshnis anymore. One loshni is kedem basko, and one loshni is lachabas. So according to the Washington, the Tidem Basko, So loyal to Bishamay Kedivreim, because Bitzilu is a rock. So even though Bishamay is mad at the Tvei, still the aloha of Achirabim Lahatis applies even when the miut is more hard. Even the case where the miut amochrifim then amochari then the rock. Still the Achirabim Lahatis applies. Achirabim Lahatis applies. Now, Teisves Essay Kash. Mi sovres also bishamay kedivreim, lo yosu bishamay kedivreim. That's Rish Lakish. And like Rav, he agrees with Rav. That lo yosu bishamay kedivreim. Teime shelo hikshor Rav Yechanan, Rish Lakish mahid maise bisomo bikim shor vezor yekir, se mi yishlema vienchei shil dali kol kach advor, mei la ave mukshem gilet moshe kshabat. Lo yosu bishamay kedivreim. Teime. Ho ashkechon dios. So how can Rish Lakish and Rav say that lo yosu bishamay kedivreim, lo yosu bishamay kedivreim, but it is ashkechon dios dihito raptar kedivre bishamay vihilo shoyivilosi laazore vichibor talmid bishamay vitanye bifirkele treves or it's asking bishamay yitzir or mitlan kedivask. So one of the kashes that Teisves asks is hito raptar from kedivre bishamay. That's in regard to the machlekes between Bishama and Bisilel. Bishama is saying that Bishor Pechon means that the Krish Meshalaylo has to be recited in the reclining position. Bishor Pechon, when you lie down. In other words, he cannot recite Krish Meshalaylo while he stands up. He stands up. But, and according to Bisilel, Bishor Pechon only implies at the time of reclining, the time when people go to sleep. Not that it has to be done in a reclining position. But according to Bishama, it means mamesh in a reclining position. So at one time, so Rav Tarfon was walking on the road, and there was time to recite the Kriya Shema Shalaylo, so he lay down on the ground there on the road, and he recited the Kriya Shema. So why? Because Rav Tarfon belonged to the Bishama. Rav Tarfon belonged to the Bishama, but Besilel was the rock, and the Yoachele. So we see that Bishamay acted out, Reb Tarfon acted out Bishamay's aloch. So we see that also Bishamay can be right. How can Rish Lakish say, Rish Lakish and Rav, lo yosu Bishamay can be right, that they succumbed? Umiu bilavoch and muchar bishmaitin dos. So we see that Teisves also agrees with the Ramban that the Pesach Aloche it appears from the Gemara that the Aloche is that also Bishamay Kedivrei. But we still see, that the Rambam Shite according to the Mishnah, the Rambam Paskins, that lo yosu Bishamay Kedivrei. Now, so we see one big chiddush from this Teisves. It's a very important chiddush. We see from this Teisves that according to the Mandoma that lo yosu Bishamay Kedivreiim. That means that they succumbed. They acted in accordance with Bisilel. Not only did they act in accordance, they succumbed to Bisilel, Lechumre, but even Likule, they also acted like Bisilel. Maybe the whole aloche, even the Mandoma who says, Lo yosu Bishamay Kedivreim, in other words, Bishamay wasn't makil in accordance with their own views. Let's say, Tzoras Abbas. So according to Bishamay, she can be Bishabemes. So lo yosu Bishamay Kedivreim. They did not, they won't make kill Kedivreim, because according to Bisilel, if one is Miyab Mitzoras Abbas, he's even a Nisa Kores, a Nisa Reshesach. So, and according to Bishamay, he would be Mikhail Mitzvah if he's Miyab Mitzoras Abbas. So lo yosu Bishamay Kedivreim, they won't, in other words, they acted likule, they succumbed to Bisila, lichumre, but not likule. If we are going to say that, and this is what the Ritva says in the Chiddushim HaYevamis, that even the Mandoma who says lo yosu Bishamay Kedivreim, that means they succumbed to Bisilel, they acted in accordance with the view of Bisilel, so in other words, they were not neigli kule in accordance with their own views. But to be neig Likule, in accordance with Bisila's views, that not, because how can they do that? After all, they were convinced that it's not so. So how can they do something that in their judgment is an avere? So this is what the Ritva says. So the Ritva says, Rish Lakish. Mi sabra so so bisham ki devrayem. Lo yo so bisham ki devrayem. Pirish lo yo so ki devrayem le hoke. In other words, they want me ab mitzor sabas. Even though according to Bishamai, it was a mitzvah to be me ab mitzor sabas. But since Bishil was the rov, so they didn't want to be mitzvah ab mitzor sabas. Lo hoke, elo shi yitzrichon chlit. Di pochit mikal lehefshah. In other words, it doesn't mean that they acted in the same way as if they had entertained the view of Bisila. In other words, that they should be materially shook, that they should pass, that she should be materially shook, that they themselves should marry such a tzore. Lishuk, marry Lishuk, that not, the pochas mikal loyefshah kim shom do bishmo, after all, they did not conceive. So in other words, at the end, they held that they are right. So how can they act Likula in accordance with Bisilel? But lo yosu bishamai, whereas one mandoma says that also bishamai kidivrayim. That means they were miyab mitzores abas. They were miyab mitzores abas, and they didn't care about the fact that according to Bisilel it's an isari shesach. So Shlokish and Rav say lo yosu bisham kedivrayim, they won't be amitores abbas. So lo yosu bisham lehokel, but they certainly acted out their own views lechumre. Their own views lechumre they acted out. This is the Ritva shita. Now if Teisves had agreed with the Ritva, then there would be no kashe from Hitra Tarok. Because there is a machlekes between Bisham and Bisila, whether the mitzvah of Kriyash Mashalailo can be fulfilled in a standing position, in a non-reclining position. So according to Bishamai, it cannot be fulfilled in a non-reclining position, only in a reclining position. So, and according to Bisila, it can be fulfilled even in a non-reclining position. But Bisila will be made there. Suppose somebody reclines, he recites Kriyash Mashalailo, while he reclines, he'll also be Nikayim. I mean, that's no equal. So Memele, Reb Taufen, even though it's lo yosef bishamik in Ibrahim, but he cannot be Meiki like Bisila. That would be equal. In other words, according to Bishama, he would be Mivatel the Mitzvah of Krishna. It's like not reading Kriyat, not saying Kriyashma. And he cannot be Meiki against his own view. Against his own view. So we see that Teisves is chelik amri. So it's a basic machlekes between Teisves and the Ritva in the pshat of lo yosu bisham ikidivrayim. So according to Teisves, if it's lo yosu bisham ikidivrayim, according to Mandoma, the of lo yosu bisham ikidivrayim, so bein likule bein lechum. So in other words, of course, so according to Teisves, just as according to Mandoma, of also bishamai kidivrayim. So it means bein likule bein lechumre also bishamai kidivrayim. They didn't care about the view of Bisilel lemaise. So the Mandoma that says lo yosu bishamai kidivrayim, so also bein likule bein lechumre according to Teisves. So they acted completely in accordance with Bisilel. Even though their view was to the contrary, but the mamesh succumbed while being convinced that at an ideal level they are right. But in practice, they acted like Bisilel in Likud. And according to the Ritva, so yosef bishamik divrayim only means that they won't make it divrei atzmo. but they won't, they did not succumb completely to Bisilal, because they won't allow it. Because how could they be allowed? In other words, they were convinced that Tzoras Abbas is Asur L'Shuv. So how can they marry a Tzoras Abbas without Chlitz? That they didn't do, according to Rabbi. Now the question is, what is the machlekes between Tesis and the Ritva? So there is a machlekes and a very basic point. Now, I don't know whether I mentioned it this year, maybe I did, I can't remember. But I certainly mentioned in the previous years. I mean, the Reb Chaim and Tesis Teretz. And Tesis Teretz. Does anyone have a Gemara book come here? Tell Rabbi Kopnik something that I'll give the prine after lunch. So for a moment. So Bisilal argued, you see, from their own point of view. But the question is, from the point of view of the Shammai, from the point of view of Bisilal, so there is no necessity in lying down. Because he could be in kind of mitzvah in a standing position too, and in a walking position, in any position. So from the point of view of Shitas Bisilal, so of course he there was no purpose in lying down. But the question is, but why did Rav Tarfon do that? Because Rav Tarfon disagreed with Bisilal. So Mimele, he felt there was a purpose, but Rav Tarfon was also Bishamai. And if we say that Bishamai Kedivreyem, so that means that all Bishamai acted in accordance with the view of Bisilal. So why did Rav Tarfon do that? Rav Tarfon was not chilik and Bishamai in regard to whether that goes without saying that all the Bishamai acted one way. If one Talmid of Bishamai, if one member of the Chachmei Bishamai was also Kedivreyem, so all the members of Chachmei Bishamai was Kedivreyem. If one member was loyal to Kedivreyem, so all the members, there was no separate machlekes among the Chachmei Bishamai themselves, whether they have to be Eisei Kedivreyem or loyal to Kedivreyem. So the Chachomim, they agreed with Bisilal. So they criticized Rav Tarfon because they argued from the point of view of Bisilal. But the question is, from the point of view of Bishamai. So from the point of view of Bishamai, if Rav Tarfon acted that way, it means that he had to act. From the point of view of Bishamai, he had to act that way. Zayin Amud Beis in Ameniach. So the Gemara says that Lo Yitzricha Dehu Bekor Lekade Kadel Chvita Chvite Vikinam Bekor Lekhvise Kadel Kata Chvite Mar De Teime Zil Basar Hu Bekom Ashman Leich Mom Nacharov. So that's the din of Benyuch Mom Nacharov. Teime Ma Ta'am In Heilchim Lo Yitzhe Bekal Vachim Abim Nifoshes Kida Amrim Al Ferikam Al Yisaneda Virab Yashem Ma Yisala Bekal Vachim Abim Nifoshes Umadim Nifoshes Dichmire Omer Achmone Zil Basar Hu Bekom ומומנס לקורש ואפילו רובד לעסק המון אז לימן בנפושת בסבובה כדומה בגבישי עומד so say this is the cash here Shmuel says and we pass like Shmuel that they nil chinu momen acharo but still we go בסרים דיוני we go בסרים דיוני I mean that's a deep portion that if let's say there is a business shall shleisho in discussing a shayin in the momenes and two dayonim say chayet and one dayon says poter so he's chayet. How do we know? The Torah says Achram Lahatis. But the Torah says Achram Lahatis is not in connection with the Momenes. The Torah says Achram Lahatis in connection with the Nefoshes. So the Gemara says Kalvachemia. If by Nefoshes we go Basaro, but Achaskamo Lechamod in the Momenes, certainly go Basaro. The Momenes cannot be more homo than Nefoshes. So Nefoshes, but so Tesis asks, But who says so, that the Nemomenes cannot go, be in Mohammed and Nefoshes? But we see that we do not go Basarov by Momay. So Teisa says, V'yesh Leima, the Hosom Gavidayonim Shane, the Hoshuv Miu Didu, Kimishene, the Lekele Mema Hosom Eke Momay Nebeheskas Morek, the best Matkinene, Avo Gavisho Momay, he can mute, the Hazoke Lazin Basarov. So Teisa says, Enoch Name, we don't go by Momay Basarov, because there is a cheskas moment. But, so then you ask the kashe, how is it that there is a bezdin and there is a controversy among the members of the bezdin? Two say chayev and one says poter, so bezdin, so the halacha is that he is chayev and we are meitzim amei. The answer is, over there, Rav Dayonim is different than any other Rav. Rav Dayonim is different than any other Rav, because miu didei is kimishen. Now, so Reb Chaim says, pshat, it's not in the Sefer. Right. So he says the pshat is, he explains, Reb Chaim explains it in accordance with the Tshuves Marik. Now the Marik says that if there is a dentor, before he says, Shaila Ruvein is to pay $1,000, let's say, from Shina. Now, and the Dayonim, they are big London, so they know that this Shaila, whether Shimon has to pay Ruvein $1,000 or not, is totally machlikas aposkim. And according to Rav Poskim, Shimon is chayav $1,000. According to a mute poskim, Shimon is not chayav $1,000. So then the halacha is that the Nitva can say to the Dayonim, now you can't render a verdict against me on the basis of the view of Rav Poskim, because kin li ki amiut. So it doesn't mean kin li ki amiut. In other words, that the Nitva happens to be Boki like the Rachover, and he says in Machi, I can be Bud Raise. So in other words, but the Dayonim know that this question as to whether Shimon is higher than $1,000 or not, is stolen the Machlikas Poskim, even though according to Rav Poskim, so he is higher, but since according to Mirat Poskim he is poter, so in Hilchim Rimon. So the question is, so the Shef Shmait says the Kashi. I mean, why? But we know that by Rav Bezin, so if two say Chayev and one says Poter, so he's Chayev. Why don't we say in Hilch Mom Nacharov? So that stays his Kashi. So what does Teisa say? The Hosom Gavidayonim Shane, the Hoshiv Mi Yudei Kim Shene. So Rav Chaim says, the Marik holds, and that's the Pshat in Teisa too, that there is a fundamental distinction between Rav Bezin and Rav Poskim. In other words, Enoch Name, by Rav Poskim there is also a Biro of Rav. So, but by Rav Poskim there is only the Biro of Rav. In other words, someone doesn't know what the din is in any Shaila Nisaveta. And Rav Rishenim say that a certain thing is Muter, but there is a Shite, I mean that it's Oseh, so we can rely on Rav Shite, on Rav Poskim. It's a Biro. But there is no haloche by Rav Poskim that the mute Poskim, who have a different view, that they are mechuyev to be vitalist item. They're not mechuyev to be vitalist item. Let's say, I mean, Shamsaya many times, is chilek on many rishayim. Alright, he was great enough to be chilek. But, so he was not even the dean of Acheranu Mahateish just because he was chilek on rishayim, on Rav Poskim. Because, when do we say that we go Basarov if somebody doesn't know the facts? Somebody doesn't know the deen. He has no achoy, he doesn't have his own judgment. And he knows that most poskim say one way, a mute poskim say the other way, so then he has to rely on the majority of people. But someone, let's say like Meshach Asaye, he has his own achoy, he has his own day, and he's convinced that the halacha is different, so then it's not shayach to say go Basarov. He's not mechuyev to be mevatel his day. One second. He's not mechuyev to be mevatel his day. So in other words, the achoy of Rav is vis-a-vis someone who doesn't know, who doesn't have his own judgment. So then he has to go Basarov poskim. But someone who has his own view, he's not bound by the view of Rav poskim. So that's only Ligabi Rav Poskim. Mashinkin Rav Bezdin. So there the halacha is mute kimandelese. That the mute Dayonim are mechuyev to be mevatel daitom. They have to succumb and they have to bend to the rock. Why is it so? We'll soon see a certain lotion in the Ramban and Sanhedrin. Because actual galochi is, let's say, by Sanhedrin, and it's even by Dinamomenes. So suppose 22 say Chayef, and one member of the Sanhedrin Chano says any day, I don't know. So he cannot. He's not Chayef. Not Chayef. But 22 say he's Chayef, and one doesn't say Potter. He says, I don't know. So he's not Chayef. Why? Because in order to be Chayef, then there must be a unanimous decision by the whole Sanhedrin. A unanimous decision by the whole Sanhedrin. So if one says an Yedeya, so there is no Gmar Din by Chav Gimel, there has to be Gmar Din by Chav Gimel. So then you'll ask, so why is it if 13 say Chayev and 10 say Poter, so then is Chayev? The answer is because there is a Aloche of Achirabim Mahateis, of Miut Kimandelese, that the Rov, of course, first they argue and they present their eyes, and then after the Rov rebuts them, and rejects them, so they are mechuyev to be mevatel the day and to succumb. Two, their original view was different, but they are mechuyev to be mevatel the day. That's all. They don't have to be actioni. They have to be mevatel the day. So memele, since they are mechuyev to be mevatel the day to the rov, so memele there is a gmar din by all the 23. That's only shayach if he participates. One says chayev, the other one says feta. But if someone says any idea, so we cannot consider that the one who says any idea also said higher. If he argues, so it's considered that, so his mechuyev to mevatel is there, so mimele we have it mardim by all the 23. And by bezin, by the nemomenes, requires shreisho, so it doesn't mean that it requires a psak din of 2 out of 3. No, it requires a psak din by 3. But if 2 say higher and 1 says poter, they are mechuyev to succumb. The one who says Potter is Mechuyev to succumb. Now, so that's only by Roy Bezin. But by Reif Poskin, there is only a bureau of rock, but there is no aloche that the mute has to succumb to the rock. Now, the question is this. What was it here? The Machlekes, Bisham, and Bisila. So, was it Reif Bezin or was it Reif Poskin? Was it Reif Bezin or was it Reif Poskin? So what's the deal? So there are two ways of determining as to whether something is Reif Bezin or something is Reif Poskin. One way of determining determining where, as to whether it's Reif Bezin or Reif Poskin is by saying that criterion consists in Maimedah. In other words, Reif Poskin means, let's say, Shah the Taz the Groh, say one way, the Bach has a different opinion. So there was no Maimed Echot, they weren't present at the same time. So Mimele, that's Reif Poskin. But Reif Bezin means they have a Maimed Echot, and one hears the tainus of the other, and then the Rov rejects the tainus and the rayas of the other. So that's one way. Now, so apparently, according to now, The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah says Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Sogis, and the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs, Sheir HaShrishim, I know in this Sefer HaMitzvahs, it's page 14. So he says in the third line, V'yeish bozet nai, yizbeinen v'yamistakel b'rishin shal ha'yayet, v'yayin yot, v'yihu, sh'im hoyo b'zman ha'sanedron chochom, v'yirou l'yirou, v'yirou b'eznagot v'dobar echod l'heter, v'yihu sovo o'shetou b'yirosov, ein olov v'yishmei adibar chachomim, בין רשוי להתר עצמי הדובר אוסולם. אבל הנה קחים על עצמי, וכל שכינים הויום מכל הסנדר, יש אפימויהם בבז נגות. ויש אלוף לו ולפניהם ולמתני סוף, והם ייסו ויתנויים אי, והם הסכימו כולם בבית לדעס ההוא שאומר, ושיף שאולו ספרי סוף. ירזה ויינה כדאיתון, אחר כן לאחר שסילקו איסם, ויעשו הסכום בבית הנוסף. וזהו האלה, So he says, even vis-à-vis Bez Nagod and Lishkes Hagozes, where there is a loche of Risoso and of Izok Mamrech Yuv Mise, so he says, if Bizman Abayis, a certain Talmud Chochem, had a certain judgment in a loche, but that judgment happened to contradict the Psak of Bez Nagod. So until he meets with the Bez Nagod and he presents his Taimes, before Bez Nagod, his Rayes, his Taimes, so he has to be machmir in his own behavior. He has to conform to his own view of human. He cannot be makil in accordance with the view of Bez Nagod. Suppose Bez Nagod paskened that lochoshin etzricho gufo is potter. But of course, with Rabbanu Nitzosa. But Mimeilud Mokitzare, so it's mutar, the Gemara says, if according to Rav Shimon. And Bez Nagod paskened. And the certain Talmud Chochem, he has rayas, he thinks he has rayas, that the aloche is like Rabbi Yehuda, that the aloche shenit zirich and gufo is chayef, so may he even mokin tzare it's osa. So until he meets with Bez Nagodol, even though he knows that Bez Nagodol pasken, that the aloche shenit zirich and gufo is spotter, there is no shayle, I mean. But still, he is not allowed to be maker in his own behavior. He shouldn't pasken to others. But in his own behavior, he is not allowed to be maker. Until he meets with Bez Nagodol. And then when he mentions Bez Nagodol, his rayas, his taimes, his svores, and Bez Nagodol hears them, and Bez Nagodol rejects them, and Bez Nagodol tells him exactly why Bez Nagodol doesn't think that his svores are sound. So after that, he is mechuyev to be mikabel daitom and to be neik, even likul in accordance with the stack of Bez Nagodol. So in other words, so the Ramban distinguishes between the case of where the Yochid be minded echoed with the Bez Nagodol is overruled by Bez Nagodol, and the case where it's not be minded echoed, but he knows that Bez Nagodol passed him to the contrary. So what do we see from that even vis-à-vis Bez Nagodol, Bilishkes Hagozis, a Chochem, if he has a certain view, a certain halachic view, so he is not mechuyev to succumb. Because maybe if Bez Nagodol hears his taine, Bez Nagodol will change their minds. Now you can't say Bez Nagodol is much greater. So what? So he is not as great as every member of Bez Nagodol. But maybe sometimes someone who is not as great as others might say a certain svore that is sayseya, the view of the others who are much greater. So Mimele is not Mechuyev in Bez Nagodol. But after he mentioned it before Bez Nagodol, and Bez Nagodol was Mevatel, so said no, rejected his Svoras, his Taines, so then he is Mechuyev to Mevatel by him. So Mimele, so one criteria of determining whether it's Rov Poskim or Rov Bezin could be whether it's Maimed Echod or not Maimed Echod. In other words, Rov Poskim, by Rov Poskim we see, so the mute is not Mechuyev to Mevatel by him. By Rov Bez, they are Mechuyev to Mevatel Daitom. Mechuyev to Mevatel Daitom. So maybe Rov Poskim is, when do we have a situation of Rov Poskim? When it wasn't, when the Miut was not reminded Echot with the Rov. And Rov Bez, so it is, when it was reminded Echot. Now, what was the machlekes between Bishamay and Bishilel? Bishamay and Bishilel. So, between Bishamay and Bishilel. As to whether Ligabi Latzik Tzoras Abbas and all the other machlekes, was it the Maimed Echod or it was not the Maimed Echod? So one raya that it was the Maimed Echod is the fact that there is a Mandoma, I mean Rish Lakish and Rav, who say Lo Yosu Bishamay Kedivrei. If it hadn't been the Maimed Echod, so then there is a halacha that Rov Poskim, that the Miut Poskim are not mechuyev to succumb to the Rov Poskim. On the contrary, the Shach in Kloli Roye says that if there is a Shaila in Isav Heter and it Raise, so if Rov Poskim say that something is muta, that something is muta. For example, I mean, this is, alright, maybe I better not discuss it. But anyway, let's say about the Tzuras HaPesach in the small cities. I'm not talking about the Tzuras HaPesach in a city like Chicago or New York, where there the Tzuras HaPesach certainly could not be effective, according to all Pesach, except according to those who do not know the Chassidim. But I'm talking about those, I mean the small towns. So of course, I mean Bnei Yisrael, I mean war matter, because they relied on the Shittes HaRishonim, that if a city does not have Shishim Ribei, so then it's a Carmel. Even though there are many other Rishonim. So the Shach says that if there is a shaila, if there is a shaila in the Raisa in Issa Behetar, and there is Rav Poskim say that it's muter, and Mils Poskim say that it's osea, so it's muter. We can do that because that's not Tzvekit Raisa L'chumre. Rav Poskim is wrong. However, the Shach says Bal Nefesh Yachmelatz. A Bal Nefesh is not Nekil in the Raisa, where there is a shittes, a miuta poskim that it's also miras. So if there had been a loch in Rav Poskim that is mechuyev to Sokov, so why do we say bal nefesh yachnu atzim? In other words, it's not the ideal thing to be mekil in a deraise on the basis of the shittes of Rav Poskim. So Mimele, since there is a machlekes in the Gemara, and Rish Lakish and Rab say lo yose b'shama kidivrayim, the Lacha Mishnah says that the Rambam paskens lo yose b'shama kidivrayim. So that is a raya that lo yose b'shama kidivrayim, so that is a raya leflu, that is a raya that by Bishamayim Bisilel, so it was B'mayim Edechol, because if Bishamayim Bisilel never met together, they never met together. They just, I mean, they were discussing in their own Bati Medresh. But so Bishamay had their own Bati Medresh, and Bisilel had their own Bati Medresh, and they never met together. So it was never B'mayim Edechol. So it was certainly an Indian of Poskim. So why does Kishlokish and Rav say Lo Yosef Bishamay Kedivrayim? So it's Mistaber, even though it's not Mukher. But it's very Mistaber that these Machlekes that involved all the Chachmi Yisrael, Bishamay Mesil, that means all the Chachmi Yisrael. So there was an occasion of Maimed Echad also. And still, in other words, so Bisilel heard the tainus of Bishamay, and Bisilel rejected the tainus of Bishamay. They were the rov, and they didn't concede. So that means it was B'mayim Edechol. So that could be the reason now. So because of that, so Teisa Shikis, since it's B'mayim Edechol, so Mimele, according to the Mandoma, that Lo Yosu Bishamay Kedivrayim, so that means they acted, they conformed completely to the view of Bisilel Ibn Likule. Why? But they were convinced that Tzoras Abbas, Bishamay, that Tzoras Abbas is Kukol Yibn. So if it is Kukol Yibn, so that means that if somebody marries a Mishuk, so is even allowed to raise. So how can one of Bishamai marry Tzoras Abbas without Chlitze? So according to Teisves, according to Rav, and to Rish Lakish, so even the Bishamai married Tzoras Abbas. Listen, they married her. Why? Because it was B'mayim Edechol. So true, Bishamai were convinced that on an ideal level, their view was more sound than the view of Bisilel. But Limayse, they had to concede to Bisham. They had to concede to Bisil. So if we could, they had to concede. According to Mandom Aliosu. So Tezis Sikashe from Ratar. Now. So then the question of Ayes, so in other words, so according to Tezis. So we have to say according to Tezis. And there is a raya from Tesis. Otherwise, I mean, Tesis wouldn't say that the Mandoma who says Loyosu Bishamay Kedivrayim, so that means they had to concede Likule, even if it wasn't by Melechot. If it wasn't by Melechot, how can anyone say that one has to be Mevatel is there if it wasn't by Melechot? So it seems that Tesis held that the Machlokes Bishamay Bisilel was by Melechot. So that's exactly the reason as to why it's Loyosu Bishamay Kedivrayim. And even Lichumre, they didn't act out their own view. In other words, they acted out the view of Bisilel, Likud, according to Rav and Rish Lakish. So why? Because it was Maimed Echot. So if it's Maimed Echot, so it's like a guest. So Mele, they were Mechuyev to Mevatel Edeye. And even though they were convinced that for Bishmaya, it's Golu Reine, that their view is, on an ideal level, is more sound than the view of Bisilel, doesn't matter. But that's the Rotz Natera, that we should act out in accordance with the view of the Rabbi. That is the Rotz Natera. So in Mele, there is no problem in acting out contrary to what an ideal level the law should be. An ideal level the law should be like Bishamay, according to Bishamay's view. But Limayse, it has to be carried out in accordance with the view of Bisilel, even Likud. Now, so the question, because it's Ribes, so the question is, so why did the other Mandomas, I mean Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, and Teisa says that we passed like Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, why did they say, Osu Bisham, Osu Vi Osu, but it was Rabbi Yechanan, so it's Ribes, and by Ribes, the Aloch is that the Miu Dayonim have to succumb to the Rav. So apparently, on that point, we have to say, according to Teisves, that the machlekes between the mandomas, whether Osu Bishamay Kedivrayim or Lo Yosu Bishamay Kedivrayim. So in other words, Rish Lakish and Rav hold that where is B'mayim Edechol? So it has a din of Rav Bez.
Whereas Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel hold that even when it's b'mayim edechot, a shaile, a machlekes in isa v'heta, even if it's b'mayim edechot, does not have a din of Reiv Bezdin, but it has a din of Poskim. But by Reiv Bezdin, even Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel will say that they have to succumb by Reiv Bezdin. Even Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, so the answer is as follows. When, according to Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel, when is it considered Reiv Bezdin? When there is a halacha of Bezdin. Let's say Din Mamonos. If there is a Din Torah, Din Mamonos. So we have to have a Bezdin Shel Shleishim. It cannot be passed by one Dayan. It requires three Dayanim. Or let's say Din Nefoshes. Sanhedrin Shel Chof Gimel. So it requires Chof Gimel. It cannot be done by any other Chachmei Yisrael. It requires a minion of Chof Gimel Sanhedrin. So Mimele, when it is, since it requires a Bezdin that sits with my Melechot, in order to determine a Din Torah in the Nemomenes, the Nefoshes, so it requires a minion of Gimul or of Chof Gimul with my Melechot, and with the Shakle Vitalie of the pros and the cons, that is a mi'akev in the din. You cannot be damned in the moment as ordinary foshes without a discussion, without a shakritaye, without a minyan, without taking a vote. So it requires a minyan and a vote. So mimele, there is a loche of Reiv Bezdin that the miut has to be mevatel baitom and succumb to the wrong. Mashenkin in Isavahete, does it require any minyan? Ishaira Isavahete requires a minyan? Anytime Tchochen can pass in Ishaira Isavahete. So if it's a shayla in Tzoras Abbas, when Muteras Asuro, it doesn't require any minyan, it doesn't require Shleisher, it doesn't require Chof Gimel, it doesn't require Ayin Aleph, it doesn't require any minyan. Any Talmud Chochen can pasken. One Talmud Chochen can pasken, two Talmud Chachomim can pasken, and 20 Talmud Chachomim can pasken, and 500 Talmud Chachomim can pasken. So Memele, even when it's b'maymed echot, since there is no haloche of minyan and of maimed echod and of a discussion and of a shakaritaria and so on. So even one chochem can pasken, it doesn't require any minyan. So even in a case where there are more than one, there are 23, there are three. So and it's maimed echod. So it still has a din of Rav Poskin, not of Rav Best. And you'll see in the Lashon of the Ramban in Sanhedrin that he emphasizes that. So that's the machlekes. That's the machlekes, according to Tesis, between Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel on one hand, and Rish Lakish and Rav on the other hand. Rabbi Yechanan, so in other words, they both agree that the machlekes of Bisham Bisil was b'maymeh. On many occasions, so the Chachmei Bisham and Chachmei Bisil met together. And they had a discussion. And still it was Robu Bisilel or Bisham. And so Rish Lakish and Rav say, Lo Yosu Bisham HaKedivayim. Lo Yosu Bisham HaKedivayim. In other words, they had to be Mivatul there. They had to succumb to Bisilel, because Bisilel was a Rob. Bisilel was a Rob. Why? Because since they met together, it was the Maimed Echod, and we still heard all the Tailis and all the Rayas and all the Svores of Bishamai, and they rejected them. So Bishamai won Mechuyev to be Mivatul Daitom. To be Mivatul Daitom, because it has a din like Reiv Bezdin. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan Shmuel say, Osu Veosu Bishamai Kedivayim. They say there is a difference between Rav Bezdin and here. By Rav Bezdin, so we require Bezdin. We require Maimed Echad. We couldn't pasken. There couldn't be Pesak Din without the Maimed Echad and the minyan and without the vote. Mashenkin here, he doesn't require any minyan, he doesn't require any vote. One Talmud Chochem can pasken. If he knows how to pasken, he can pasken. So just as one Talmud Chochem can pasken, so 20 Talmud Chachomim can also pasken, 100 Talmud Chachomim can also pasken. So Mimele, it always has a Din of Rav Poskim, not of Rav Bezdin. Not of Rav Bezdin. That's the machlekes we're doing. One second, I didn't reach that yet. One second. Alright. So that is the machlekes between Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel on one hand, and Rish Lakish and Rav on the other. Now, the question is, so that's the issue. What is the Shita of the Ritva? What is the Shita of the Ritva? So if we want, we can say that the Ritva is Chelik and Teisves in regard to Mitzvahs. In other words, according to Teisves, we said that the Machlekes between Bisham and Bisila was Bimaimidechot. So, but maybe the Machlekes between Bishama and Bisila was not Bimaimidechot. But Bishama knew of the Svores of Bisila, Bisila knew of the Svores of Bishama, but it wasn't Bimaimidechot. Now, if it wasn't Bimaimidechot, so the question is, so why does Rabbi Yechanan, So it wasn't Maimidechot. So that's exactly the reason as to why Rabbi Yechanan and Shmuel say, also be us. Also be us. Now the question arises, so if it wasn't the Maimidechot, so why does Rav and Rish Lakish say, Lo Yosu Bishama Kedivrayim? Lo Yosu Bishama Kedivrayim? Why do they say Lo Yosu Bishama Kedivrayim? So the Ritva says that even according to Rav and Rish Lakish that lo yosu bishamai kidivreihem, it means lo yosu bishamai kidivreihem to be maker kidivreihem. In other words, let's say a kutzoras abbas according to bishamai, one view on an ideal level should be bishamemes. So Rav and Rish Lakish say lo yosu bishamai kidivreihem. Bishamai did not miyab mitzoras abbas. Did not miyab mitzoras abbas. But what they do, they require chlit. So the question is, why? So it can be that the Ritva holds that it wasn't the Maimidechot. That it wasn't the Maimidechot. So Mimele, since it wasn't the Maimidechot, so that's why exactly the reason is why Shmuel and Rabbi Yechanan say that also those. So why does Rabbi Yechanan say that loyosu? That means they didn't act likule, they didn't act out their own view likule, but they certainly were machmir lifidivrayim. So it can be in the same way as the Ramban says likabei eizoke in a Talmud Chochem bizman beznagod. So if a beznagod, let's say, paskin that nochashin tzrichul gufo is poter mimele b'mokin tzari tzmutal echatchile. And in certain situations, and the certain Talmud Chochem was had his own view, and it appeared to him that it's muchach from the Torah that Melachos in Tzrichel Gufo is chayev, so then he's not allowed to be makil in accordance with the view of the Bez Nagodol until he met with Bez Nagodol and mentioned all his tainus and all his chayes and all his forests, and Bez Nagodol rebutted them, rejected them, and told him exactly why they reject his svores. So he's not allowed. So, but until he meets with Bez Nagodol, he's not allowed to be makil if his svores atzme. But he's not allowed to be makil if his svores Bez Nagodol. I mean, so he's until he meets with Bez Nagodol, he's not allowed to act out the coolest of Bez Nagodol. But he's not allowed to act out his own kulas either. Why? Because of risoso. Because of risoso. So mimele, the Ramban in Avrizore, in regard to something else, not in regard to this question. So the Ramban, Chidush Ramban in Avrizore, in the sugi of Pasakum, of Vishlakum there, in Avrizore, so the Chidush Ramban says that when all Chachmi Yisrael passing something or sacking something, so it's like a Bez Nagod. Even Shaloi Bizman Bez Nagod. If you have all Chachmi Yisrael, so it's like a Bez Nagod. So Mimele, just as there is a Risoso in regard to a Roye rendered by Bez Nagod, so also there is a Risoso in regard to a Roye rendered by Rov Chachmi Yisrael, and it wasn't just a Rov of five Chachomim. So three saying one way and two saying the other way. But Bisham and Bisilel, were involved, all Chachmei Yisrael. You didn't have any other Chachmei Yisrael, except those who belong to the Shamayim, or those who belong to the Silal. So that means, and Bisil or the Rov. So that means that there was a Roy of Tzoras Abbas, like by Rov Chachmei Yisrael. So it is to be considered like a Roy of Bezna Godel. But in view of the fact that the Bishamai didn't meet the Manidechot with Bisilal, so they had the same status. The same status as the Zokin. Itamit Chochen, Bismam Bez Nagodl, Bishke Zagozis. So if he has a different opinion from the Bez Nagodl, so until he met with Bez Nagodl, so he's not allowed to act out his own kules, he has to be Machmir like Bez Nagodl, but at the same time, he's not allowed to act out the kules of Bez Nagodl until he meets, and then they hear and they reject his flores. So then he has to act out the Chumres and the kules of Bez Nagodl. But until he meets with Bezna Godel, the Ramban says that he cannot act out his own kules, and he has to be machmir with the shitas Bezna Godel, and he cannot act out the kules of Bezna Godel either. So this is the reason as to why. So in other words, so Rish Lakish and Rav, who say lo yoso bishamay ki divreihem, so they hold in as much as the Chachmei Bishamay and Chachmei Bisilel constituted all the Chachmei Yisrael and Bisilel were Rov, so it's like a Roy of Rov Chachmei Yisrael. So Mimele, when there is a Roy of Rov Chachmei Yisrael, but it wasn't the Mamidechot. So they had the same status like Izokin, Bismambed, Bismalish Kesagozis, who entertains a different halachic view than the Bez Nagodl. So how does he have to report himself? He cannot act out his own kules, and he cannot act out the kules of the Bez Nagodl. So here too, the Ziknei Bishamai had to act out. He could not act out their own kules, and they could not act out the kules of Bisilel. So that's what it means, Loyosu. In other words, it's Tzoras Abbas. So they want Miyabim Tzoras Abbas. Because that was contrary to the view of Rav Chachmei Yisrael. They want Miyabim. But to marry them without chlitzel ishuk, that they couldn't do either. So that is the view of Rish Lakish and Rav. And what is the view of Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel? They say there is a difference. They say also v'yoso. So they say there is a difference. True that all Chachmei Yisrael have a din like Bez Nagodl, but that is only shayach if the Bez Nagodl met b'mayim lechot. The whole line Alex King of Bez Nagodl met in Lishke Sagozi, the man in the Achot, and they all decided, or the Rov of that Bez Nagodl decided, let's say that Melocha Shinitzricha Ligufo, let's say Ispotea, or any other Aloche, so then the Talmud Chochem, the Yochid, so Mimele, he cannot act out his own kules. So there is a Lisoso. In this case, it's true that the Chachmei Bishamay and Chachmei Bisilel together constituted all the Chachmei Yisrael, but the Chachmei Bishamay and Chachmei Bisilel didn't meet the Mani Lechot. They didn't take a vote together. So they discussed that question separately among themselves, even though they knew that the role of the Chachmei Yisrael that consisted of the Bisilel passed one way. So Mele, the Lisoso didn't apply to them. If the Lisoso didn't apply to them, so Rabbi Yechan and Shmuel say, so Bishamai were entitled to act out their own view, Beilikule Beilichumre, and just disregard the view of Bisilel. This is what we have to say. Now let's see what the Ramban says in Sanhedrin. It's a very small thing, just 2 pages, that's all. But it's on the second page. So, it says like this. being Motosi came with a race of Shah in a high going, Zelishen, the Nechlikubez, the Nechlikubez, Shehem Shleish or Shnai, Shehem Shleish, Shnai Memrin, Kach, Kach. I mean, I don't know what, whether it's Zelishen or it's Motosi with a race of Shah in a high going, Zal, I don't know, it doesn't make any difference. So, Motosi came with maybe it's Motosi came with a race of Shah in a high going, Zal. To say one word. Now I don't know who is it who gave out the theory. So anyway, he understood the one who gave out the theory and the vomis. So he understood that when Rabbi Cohen says, "V'imoyechod odit nashnayim hilchin achamish enosin tamim vov," that the machriya is the one who is chavitvei. Now, it's either the machlekes between chachomim. Two chachomim say one way, and one chochem who is much greater, who is more chavit, says the other way. So the aloche is like the one who says contrary to the two. But I don't think that this is what the Ramban means. So maybe there is a kasha. So then this Rabbi Goyen and the Ramban agrees with Rabbi Goyen, except that he modifies it, he limits it, but he agrees with Rabbi Goyen. So then if we say that the pshat in Rabbi Goyen, then there is a stira between this Rabbi Goyen and the Ramban sheet in Tiras Arba. Alright. But I think that the pshat in the Ramban is not like that. The pshat in the Ramban is V'nechlik ubez nishem shleish shnayim enim kach nimshovim b'chochm manichim divri yochid ve'isim divri shnayim v'imayach ododit na shnayim hilchin achamish enosan tam livov. So what does it mean of chamish enosan tam livov? Who is nesan tam livov? I mean, who decides? Who is nesan tam livov? So it means the dying decides. In other words, because there is aloche only dying on Hashem Evreis. So suppose there is a machleket between two chachomim and the dying, and the Dayan is machriya like one chochem, so that's his right. In the Dayan machine of race. But if there is a machlekes of two against three, and they are both shoving, so then the Dayan cannot say, well, I agree with this one. Because there is a choye, I'll give up. So Rabbi Cohen says, when are two machriya against one? When is the view of two machriya against one? Only if they are shoving chochem. But if the one who argues with the two is much greater than the two, so then there is no achoy al pirov. So what does it mean achoy achoy? But that doesn't mean that the one who is much greater is machriya, that aloha should be as he says. No, it means it's shavu bishop. Then it is shavu bishop. In other words, so Rabbi Goyen paskens like the mandoma, that also bishamay kidivrei. That also bishamay kidivrei. But there was a hope even before Paschal. So there was a hope. The answer is because bishamay merd the tvei. So what's the pshat bishamay merd the tvei? So bishamay mandoma who says also bishamay kidivrei. So bishamay also. So since bishamay was merd the tvei, so that means that the miut that is merd the tvei is machriya kineged hope. Oh no. If the miut is merded the tvei from the rov, so then the rov is like mechzo mechzo. So then it's like mechzo mechzo. So it's shove b'shove. So there is no achoye. Since there is no achoye, so naturally b'shamay had their own view. There is no achoye that is machriya connected their view. So since there is no achoye negative view, and they were convinced of their view, so maybe they acted out of their view. Not that merded the tvei. So then, the miut that is chodit, that is charif tvei, is a mivarer as against the rov that is less charif. That's not. There is no such aloche. That the miut that is charif tvei is a machriya, is a mivarer as against the rov that is less charif. No. If they are both equal, the chochme, so then the rov is the mivarer. Masha'in kein, if the miut is charif tvei, so then the rov that is less harif is not a mivare, not a machia. But a miut that is more harif is not a machia either. So it's an open question. If it's an open question, some may like, Bisham, I acted out, they're mute. That's the plain pshat in the Gemara. And this is what they, because you'll see there is another shita. That Bisham, according to Mandoma, mechalit tvei, so it means that the miut that is mechalit tvei is a machia, kineged the rov that is less harif. But Rabbi Goyen Shite is not like that. Rabbi Goyen Shite is, sorry, V'nechliku bezn shem shlisho, shnayim im unkach, im sholim t'chochmo, manichim, divri yochid nesim divri shnayim. V'yim ha'echad odif min ha'shnayim. So hilchin ha'chamishin osin tav mizvor. The one whose svore appeals more. Appeals, that's a subjective thing, appeals to whom more? Appeals to the one more or to the two more? The one who swore appeals more to the diet. In other words, it's an open question. So there is no machriya. This is what Rabbi Goyen says. Then he says, "V'le'mischavelim masnisin disanel." So the Ramban says that from the Mishnah, so Rabbi Goyen says that in regard to Bezdin, right? So the Ramban says from the Mishnah in Sanhedrin, it's not mashma like that, because the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says that the nefoshes maschilim natzad, and then the momenes is maschilim nagodol. So it appears that in the bezdin shel shlisho and bezdin shel chav gimel there was also skenim who were greater bechochmeh and who were skenim who were not as great bechochmeh. It doesn't mean that in every bezdin shel shlisho and every bezdin shel chav gimel all the skenim were vikul chochmeh. We see that there is aloche maschilim natzah, maschilim akotten, maschilim nagodl sometimes. So we see that they weren't of the same caliber. They weren't near echot. And still, the Mishnah says that we go basarok. So we see that we disregard the caliber of lomdes, of chochmah. We disregard. In other words, everyone is the same. And we go basarok. So it's mashma, not like Rabbi Goyen. And Rabbi Goyen, so what do we say? Rabbi Goyen applies it only to Rav Poskim. But Rabbi Goyen says, V'nechliku bezdin shem shleisha. So he says, bezdin. Bezdin means maimed echot. Bezdin means maimed echot. And still he says that if the one is nechadet vei, so it's an open question. So the two, the rov, is not machir. Also he says, well, it's chavali masnisis anet. Miu b'fere kamedi vomes. Gabi machlik is the shamay bisilel amrinon ekigin rube mandoma aloyosu bishamay doing the bisil rube umandoma osu ki azbin basabube chadorinu hoche bishamay melded his way. The kaimulon hosom ki mandoma rosu. So again, the Rambane also passes like this says that aloche is like the mandoma who says osu ki mandoma. The kaimulon hosom ki mandoma rosu. In Dvorov Teh. So we passed in there also. V'yesh le'imah. Hosom v'yeshvim v'din heim. Oisek etzinatzmei. Lifi sheliben neite achachokma. Avo sanedran kulom. Tzrichim lehem. V'rohu hoyu v'yaskimom kulom v'yisidas. Elo drachmon omar achirabim v'atis. Hilkar v'shleishet ayonim. Name hilchin acharov. So what did he say? So what's the pshat? Hosom liyeshvim bidin. He may sing katsinatzi. Lifishali beinite achachochmo. So that's why it's also the also. Everyone can connect out his own view. Katsinatzi. Lifishali beinite achachochmo. Avo tzanedrin kulom tzrichin lehen. Virohu hoyu shiaskimu kulom leisidas. El drachmon omar achirabim hateis. Hilka bishlish tayonim name hilchin acharov. So what the Ramban means, he doesn't mean that there it wasn't the Maimed Echad altogether. The Ramban can agree with Tesis, as we said in Tesis, that Bisham and Bisilel, the machlekes between Bisham and Bisilel, was on many occasions the Maimed Echad also. But it's not considered for Ibez, inasmuch as there is no requirement of Ibez. So it just happened that Chachm Bisham and Chachm Bisilel were Nizdamel Kundek Echad, and they discussed the Shaila of Tzores Abbas, and the Maimed Echad they discussed, they had a discussion. But there is no requirement of Maimed Echad and of a mutual discussion, the Maimed Echad and of a vote. It just happened that there was a mutual discussion, and it was Robo. and the vote was that Chobu Bisila al Bishama. But there is no such requirement, so Mimele, it still has a din of Paskin. There's the Pshat in the Mandoma who says Osu, and we Paskin, he says, like Mandoma who says Osu, we Osu. And you see, he says, the Ramban uses the Loshin, the awesome Vayeshvim Bedin. Everyone is entitled to act out his own judgment. You can't pass me, let's say, if it is, let's say, the Nefoshes. So it requires Chav Gimel. You can't, less than Chav Gimel cannot decide upon the Nefoshes. It requires a certain million, and it requires the Maimed Echot, and it requires the Shakul Italia, and it requires the vote. So Mimele, there is a loch of mute command. Let's say, Masheinki Bazik Bisham Bisilel. There is no requirement that they should have a mutual discussion. There is no halacha that it requires a consideration that should be considered by so many Talmid Chachamim. It is Shailu Yisraeli there. One Talmid Chachamim can decide it, two Talmid Chachamim can decide it, 100 Talmid Chachamim can decide it. But it just happened that it was done within the Gechot, and there was a mutual discussion. And Talmid Yisraeli, so mainly it still has a din according to the Mandoma, who says, also we also, it has a din of Chofoski Matov Vubezin. And then, according to Mandoma, Chofosu, but according to Mandoma, as Loyosu, so it has a din of Vubezin. So this is what he says. Rolem, Virou Hoyoshiaskimu Kulom, and the Abu Sanhedrin Kulom Srichlem, Virou Hoyoshiaskimu Kulom, because theoretically, basically, in order to convict someone of Mise, or not only Mise, even to convict him in the Mordenes, it should require a unanimous decision. But Boraye, that if one says any idea, so he cannot be mechayev. But if 13 say chayev and 10 say poter, so then because of mute command of so there is a gmar din by a judgment by all the 23. So he says Piroshi askimu kulum is it as el drachmon omar rabbi lattes. He spells it out. Hilkar bishleishet ayonim name hilchin acharo. So in other words, what Rav Hai? So Hilkar bishleishet ayonim name hilchin acharo. So that means even though the one is much greater than the two, so we still go basaro. But in Ochaname we can still accept the Rav Hai Goyim's shite, who says that there is no achoy of wrong in the case of a Bezen Shal Shleisho that considers Israel. Let's say you put up three great Deir Yisrael to decide on a question of an error. Whether in Chicago there can be an error, or in Chicago there cannot be an error. Or any other question, a question of a mikra. So, even if you appointed three Talmid Chachomim, and there was a mutual discussion, but there is no requirement that this shaila in a mikveh or in an eret should be passed by three Talmid Chachamim. It can be passed by one, it can be passed by 500. So Mimele, in such a case, Rav Hai Goyen is deemed that there is no achoy of the rov has application. Masheinkein, where the same thing arises in a bezdin, in connection with the din Torah and the Mormones, where it is required to have the Dinim B'Chochmo are considered equal with those that work Tanim B'Chochmo. This is what he says. That he says, but I'm caution. Hodi Vomes, with Rav Lezer ben Hurkenes, the Bottle of Dvorov, with Rav Meir, Shegolo V'Yodua, Shem V'Diris on Kameson, and still, so the Chachomim were Mevatle Dvorov, and say, they were even minader Rav Lezer ben Hurkenes. Why did they minader Rav Lezer ben Hurkenes? Because he persevered in his insistence that his view is right by Tanur Achnoi. But the question is, what wrong did he commit? What avera did Rav Lezer ben Hurkenes commit? I mean, after all, he did exactly what Bishamai did in regard to Tzoras Abbas, and in regard to Tzoras Abbas, so we pass like the Mandoma, that also Bishamai did Ibrahim. So, and the Chachmei Bisila were not the Chachmei Bishamai. So the Chachmei Bisila recognized the right of Chachmei Bishamai to act out their views. So how is it that the Rabbonon did not recognize the right of Rav Lezer ben Hurkenes to act out his own right? And how is it that he did not recognize the right of Rav Meir to act out his own view, we might say? So it's what I'm kosher li hodi yivomes mit Rav Lezer ben hu kenes di batul dvorov u mit Rav Meir shegolo vidu ashim di reisot reisot. Why is it that Bishamai had the right to be Eisek in the Vrayem, in the Vrayatzmon, and Rav Lezer ben hu kenes was not entitled to be Eisek in the Vrayatzmon? Dim teima. Hei natzmon rashon lasis ki divrayem. Dinu kinu lebi nafshare, di yade tveik. Avlachin eloi. So you'll say it, Terence. You'll say as follows. In a chanam. The same way that the Chachma Bisham I had to act out their own view in their own personal behavior. So Rav Lezer ben Hurkanes also had. And the Chachomim did not withhold, the Rabbonon, the Chachomim did not withhold from Rav Lezer ben Hurkanes the right to act out his view in his own behavior. He did not withhold. But Rav Lezer ben Hurkanes not only acted out in his own behavior, he paskened to all those who asked him shyless, so he paskened like himself. That he didn't have the right. But to act himself, to act out himself in his own life, that the Chachomim didn't win out from him. But Rav Lezer ben Hurkanes paskened openly. He paskened openly in accordance with his own view, not in accordance with the view of the Chachomim. So that he didn't have a right. Mashenki Bishamai, so the Chachmi Bishamai, only for themselves, they also can Ivrayim, but not for others. So he says it's not like that. But when the Gemara says also Bishamai can Ivrayim, it doesn't mean only that one of the Chachmi Bishamai was Miyab Mitzoras Abbas. That if somebody asked a plain man, a plain Jew from the street, he asked him, Mishaile, should I be Miyab Mitzoras Abbas? So if he asked one of the Chachmei Bishamai, so the Chachmei Bishamai said, of course you'll be Miyab in the Tzoras Abbas. So in other words, so the Chachmei Bisilel recognized the right of Chachmei Bishamai to act out their own views, not only in relation to themselves, but even in relation to others. So why didn't they recognize the right of Rav Lezer ben Hurkanes and of Rav Meir to act out Rav Lezer ben Hurkanes' view or Rav Meir's view? In not only in their own lives, but in regard to anybody else, that's what he has because. So he says, "Vim teimachim atzim rashoim atzkin kidevrayim. Dinu kol nafshei di yaday yadetzei. Avlachin eloi v'atanya orit laskid v'shama yitzkin v'sil leise. Al mekolod omayisim kein. V'shemo yishleima. Reb Lezer v'Reb Meir yochi b'mokim rabim. Ein borov shel echod b'mokim shnayim. Avol rabim v'rabim." In Hilchin Achar Rav Minyan, or in Rotsu Hilchin Achar Rav Chochmo. Mikol Mokein, Zes Yuak Tatu Divar Goenza. So in other words, so he doesn't reject the Rabbi Goen Shite, but he limits it. And maybe Rabbi Goen also meant with all these limitations. That is not known. I mean, whether Rabbi Goen meant his Shite with these limitations, Neshmer Rambam. So that we don't know. But anyway, but the Ramban accepts Rabbi Goen Shite, but he limits it. In other words, what's Rabbi Goen Shite? That Rov is not Machria, neged imiut, Rov is not a Machria, neged imiut of is not Machria, a neged, a miut that is God b'chochma. They got the Chachma. So he limits it to best. He limits it to Rav Poskim. Not to best. He limits it to Rav Poskim. Not to best. So but by Rav Poskim, and that's the raya from Rav Poskim, the raya that by Rav Poskim, so the miut, so Mimele, so the miut is the miut. So he's allowed to act out their own views. That's the Gemara of Pasuk Yevreim. We pass by that mandoma. So then he has the kashe. So why is it that Rav Lezer ben Hurkanes did not have the right to act out his own views? So he says there is a difference between Yochid Kineged Rabim and Miut Kineged Rabim, and that is mentioned by many Rishonim. In other words, when do we say also Bishamik Yevreim that the Miut? That a miut has a right. That a miut has a right to act out the divrayim if it is a miut kineged rabim. If it is a miut kineged rabim. But the miut is also a rabim, but the rabim is more. Mashenkin, if it's yochid kineged rabim, so in dvorov shel echod b'mokim rabim. So then, then the day of the Yochit b'mokim rabin is botelegam. Is botelegam. Now we have to say one thing. Now, so Mimele Rebbe Lezer did not have a right to act out his view because he was the only one. There were no other Chachomim with Rebbe Lezer. All the Chachomim were chilek in regard to Tanur Achnoi, in regard to the child. So he said, and that is mentioned by the Ramban in Teiras Odom also. Ramban. And it's mentioned not that came in regard to Halochas, but in regard to Rebbe Lezer. Yeah. Expression in the Gemara, Yochid v'rabim aloch v'rabim. So the flug it means, achiram l'abim, majority of you. No, there is something peculiar in Yochid v'rabim aloch v'rabim. In other words, in the case of mute v'rabim, where the mute is also v'rabim, but the rabim is more. So then we can rely on the shite, so we can rely on the shite of the rabbin negative of vis-a-vis somebody else who doesn't know, so he has to rely on the rabbin. Mashen king the mute who have their own view, so they are not mechuyev to succumb. And even if it was gemanid echo, they are not mechuyev to succumb, unless it is something that requires a minyan, it requires a vote. Like Bezdin Shal Shleisho in the Momenes, Bezdin Shal Chav Gimel, in Bezdin Shal Chav Gimel, in Foshes, but in Isabel Heter. So even if it's Maimed Echod, it still has a din of both Paskin. Even if it's Maimed Echod, because it doesn't require a minyan and the mutual discussion. So even if there is no aloche of being Mivakel Daitan. Mashein Kein, Yochid V'Rabim Aloche K'Rabim, if it's Maimed Echod, but that too we have to limit, only to Maimed Echod. In other words, if it's a case where it's not the man in the chod, so then he doesn't have to mark like the best rise from the Ramban in Sifra Mitzvah in the Sonnet, that he says that even this Malishka Sagozis, when Bez Nagod passed with a certain Shire, and he happens, he's the only one who happens to entertain a different view, so until he meets with Bez Nagod and he mentions all his Tanias, all his Svores, and so then he's not allowed to act out the Kules of the Bez Nagod. So even vis-a-vis Bez Nagodo, a Yochid is not Mechuyev to be Mevatel is Das, Bein Likule, Bein Lechumra, until he meets Bez Nagodo. So certainly, Yochid v'Rabim, if it's not in Maimed Echod, so then he doesn't have to be Mevatel is Das. But if there is a Machlekes between Yochid and many other Chachmei Israel, and it was in Maimed Echod, so then there is a loche of Yochid v'Rabim, a loche k'Rabim, that the Das Yochid becomes what? Command less. Even if he doesn't require any meaning. That's only Yochid v'Rabim. Mashein ki miut v'Rabim. Where the miut is also a Rabim, but the Rabim is more, a bigger Rabim. So then, while it is a Mevareya, like vis-a-vis someone who doesn't know, it's not the battle of the Das, the Das of those who have a certain judgment. So, that the Ramban also mentions not only in regard to Alohe, but in regard to Rifui. Now the Ramban says, let's say there is a medical question, whether someone, a certain patient, has to eat in Kippur or not. So the Ramban in Tiras Odom passes that it all depends. If, let's say, two doctors say that he must eat, if he passed in Kippur, his life might be in danger. And three doctors say there is no risk.